I'm standing in the kitchen at Adishtana with Shantavira, and he's waiting to chop vegetables. He's here partly for the order office retreat and also to hitch up with those of us on the Collected Works retreat, which has been running since Monday. It was lovely to have him with us yesterday afternoon talking about the Collected Works, where I discovered that he's been doing sub-editing on Banti's work since, was it 1984? Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's nearly 32 years. So I just wondered, how's it been to be here, and particularly be here for the ritual that we had on Tuesday night to dedicate the Manjushri Rupa?
Well, I love coming to Adishtana, and I really enjoyed the ritual. I don't think I've seen one done quite like that before. It was very beautifully thought through.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And how's the prospect of, well, is it 7 years worth more sub-editing on Banti's books?
Well, five, I hope.
But, was it five?
Mm-hmm. But I've always enjoyed working on Banti's books. I was quite sorry when he stopped writing, so I'm very pleased to have another go at them.
Mm. And what's the particular task that you'll be engaged in relation to the books? I know it's sub-editing, but what does that actually involve?
Well, looking out for anything that needs doing to finalise the book, basically, apart from typesetting. I have been typesetting most of Banti's books in the past, but now it's going to be typeset by someone else, so I'll be able to concentrate on the actual text,
right,
and tidying it up and getting it all as consistent as possible.
So Vidya Devi was saying to me that includes the critical matter of diacritics.
It does, yes.
And I think you had a meeting about that yesterday?
Trying to decide which words, there's always going to be a grey area, but which words will have diacritics and which we can consider anglicised, yes.
Right, right.
But I'm not a Pali-Sanskrit scholar, so we're going to have someone else to finalise those.
So they'll make the decisions, but then there's that painstaking matter of going through word by word and actually checking everyone's in place.
Yes.
Oh. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
And thank you for talking to us. I'm in the library now with Jean and Helen, who've been here this week on the first Collected Works retreat, and they've been working on one particular special volume of the Collected Works. So what volume is that, Jean?
It's the Dr. Ambedkar on Buddhism book by Banti.
Right. Yeah. Right. And what have you been doing with that?
Well, we've been looking at the endnotes most recently and checking through and seeing whether they fit and, you know, whether they need to be tidied up. So it's been a lot of tracking down.
So I saw you yesterday sitting side by side in chairs, going back and forth between you. What exactly were you doing?
We were checking the quotes in the book. One of us had got the book of the source book, and the other had got the original book, so that we were going back and forth and checking for accuracy.
The source book's a book by Dr. Ambedkar?
Some of the source books go back to the ones, some of them are Dr. Ambedkar and some of them are commentaries on Dr. Ambedkar's work.
Right, and so you're then checking what Banti's quoted in Ambedkar Buddhism?
Yeah.
Wow, very detailed work.
Yes, it is rather, and you know, where the commas go and where the full stops go and those sorts of things. But no, the sense of it is the main thing, so to make sure that everything got transcribed properly, because things do get missed sometimes in printing and transcribing, so... Yeah.
And how's it been going?
Really well. There are a few things that we've still got to look up. But we've really enjoyed doing it. It really gives you a sort of an insight into the way things are constructed and how thoughts come into being and move on to the next one. I found it fascinating, actually.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And Helen, this is your first time at Adishtana. You were saying there were some real highlights for you yesterday. Mm. I wondered if you just wanted to say a little bit about that, or about what your experience has been.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really have much idea of what Adishtana was like before I came, but I'd heard people talking about it in sort of hushed tones. That's where Banti lives, you know. So I was very much looking forward to coming. I felt it a great privilege to be able to come here, because I knew that it was mainly reserved for order events. And so one of my biggest highlights yesterday actually was seeing Banti through the window. Mm. And we were sitting in the one part of the library that has a beautiful French window overlooking the gardens, and I was sitting reading his book, and then I looked up and there he was walking along the path with Buddhadasa, enjoying the winter sunshine. And then we're chatting, and they sat down on the bench. And it's the first time I've ever seen him in real life. So it felt almost, it felt as though there was a real feeling of, beginning to feel a real feeling of connection, because as you can understand, one's teacher can feel so in distant in a way, even though we've read his words and listened to his voice in audio. And the connection between with what we're doing is his work, his words, and a project that's so dear to his heart that we're working on. So it felt, it was delightful. Real highlight of yesterday for me.
That's great. Thanks, Helen. I'm sitting in the room in the library, which has all Bhante's Dharma books in it, and I'm with Dharmottara. She and I this week have been working on a task allocated to us by Vidyadevi. A bit like an exam paper, Vidyadevi had read through all of who is the Buddha, what is the Dharma, what is the Sangha, and realised that there weren't enough footnotes. So she's given us lots of questions, and Dharmottara and I have been working our way through them. And Dharmottara, do you want to say what your first footnote was?
My first footnote involved the reason why Kant, Hegel and Aristotle are supposed to have anticipated the theory of evolution. And not much, just a mere smidgen for my first effort.
And I heard you say that you ended up writing a short essay.
I'm afraid so, yes.
And how's it been doing this work on the footnotes this week?
Wonderful, great. Enjoyment of the hunt. Sometimes very frustrating. Hours could pass without finding the reference. But the hunt has been wonderful. And in the best of company, that's the great thing, is doing it with other people. It's such fun.
And how have you found it being at Adishtana this week?
Very interesting. I've found slightly different impressions of this place here coming clearer to me. The nature of it as a hugely joined effort, more and more people, more different people, and yet with the same purpose. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
And you were here for the ritual on Tuesday night with the Manjushri Rupa.
I was. That was another wonderful, wonderful event. So glad to be there. Yes, I thought that brought to a really keen point the oneness that exists through joint striving and joint effort and a joint vision. And ritual has that function really of concentrating things, and it certainly did that night. The atrium, the hall in the library, had been beautifully arranged, and everything went well and fittingly and smoothly, as ritual should. And there was by the time we got to the Heart Sutra, the voices were as one voice. It was very powerful.
Thank you very much, Dharmottara. So I'm just going to wander back to my desk, which is around the other side of the pillar from Dharmottara. We've each got a desk and we've each been sitting here with our laptops and our lists of questions. My initiation on the first day into the world of finding footnotes was a question from Vidyadevi about a footnote in What is the Dharma, to do with a particular quote from D.T. Suzuki that Bhante mentions but doesn't reference. And it took me 2.5 hours through various means of search on the internet, in books, getting to grips with where the books are in the library. And at the end of 2 hours, I did finally find the answer in a very small, slightly tatty green pamphlet, not 5 feet from where I've been sitting on the shelf behind me. It's probably quite a rare little book now, a publication called The Essence of Buddhism by D.T. Suzuki. And I'm quite certain that the book that I'm holding in my hand right now is where the quote originated from, that found its way into What is the Dharma. So that's the nature of what we're doing. And I know I've got a lot to learn as a footnote researcher alongside experts like Vidyadevi and Kalyanaprabhar. But it's great fun and very rewarding to be doing that work in the midst of Bhante's books. I'm standing in the main hall in the Adishtana Library with Kalyanaprabhar and Vidyadevi. next to the beautiful Manjushri Rupa that we dedicated on Tuesday night, and we're on the last day of our collected works retreat. I think the retreat was your idea, Kalyan Prabhar, is that right?
I think it was. I remember Bhante saying, involve as many people as possible, which probably was both with a view to what a huge task it is and the benefit that each of us gains from being involved and being able to contribute in this way or in whatever way.
Mm. And how have you found this first Collected Works retreat?
Oh, it's been excellent. I've really appreciated working with other people. And this particular team, we've had some good fun, and people have worked very hard as well.
Mm. Yeah. And what have you been working on particularly?
Well, I've been doing bits and pieces and sort of keeping up with Jean and Helen, who've been going through the Ambedkar and Buddhism footnotes and checking them all. So, yeah, bits and pieces, really.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, Vidya Devi, I wanted to ask you, how's your experience of this week been?
Well, it's been really excellent. Solitary work is usually what literary work is, so it's just great to have such a quiet atmosphere, but really a connected one. And it's really just such fun to be, you know, trying to track something down. And, of course, we're here in this excellent Sangharakshita Library, which is the source of Bhante's teaching, so it's absolutely the place to look, to check references and so on. But it's really fun to be able to say to somebody else, I can't find this anywhere, and then they say, slightly triumphantly perhaps, well, actually, if you look in the Digha Nikaya, so then you sometimes get the opportunity to do that yourself and feel pleased. So.
Mm-hmm. And we were all here on Tuesday night for the ritual to dedicate the Rupa. Mm. I wondered if you could say how you found that.
Well, it was extraordinary. I think it was a very beautifully planned ritual by Stana Shraddha. But I think to have all the community here at Adhisthana, all here in support of, in a way, well, as it turned out, the Complete Works project. It was an idea that came from something quite small, I think. And then it just all emerged from that seed. And but a very beautiful, concentrated atmosphere here. And yes, just a feeling of, well, substance, but something beyond us as well, something you couldn't really name or put a finger on, but that it gives it an extra dimension to the whole thing, which makes it feel all the more special, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say, add anything to that, Kalyana Prabhu?
I don't know if there's anything I can add. I thought Vidya Devi expressed it very well. It was a very beautiful occasion. It's all yellow and gold. And
fairy lights.
Fairy lights. And the Sangha gathered, the Adhisthana Sangha and the Order Office team was here, as well as our others, of course. And yes, as Vidya Devi said, I suppose it brought the Complete Works, the significance of the Complete Works, very much to the fore. And I was moved during the blessings, people getting up and giving blessings in different ways to the Rupa, the Manjushri Rupa that's going to eventually sit on the shrine, which will house the Complete Works. And well, people were imagining the significance of this work into the future. Even, I think someone mentioned 1,000 years.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Thank you. I know you've both got a lot of work to do, so I shall let you get on.
Thank you, Satchalita.